ground.org.
And support for WMNF comes from our members and Happy Feet Plus. For those having foot, leg, knee, and back pain, Happy Feet Plus offers footwear solutions fashioned to make your feet happy and is a full-service shoe store, including a complimentary foot scan analysis at their 10 Bay Area locations. Good afternoon. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. This is community radio from West Central Florida, and you have tuned to Executive Session, which is your forum for the discussion of the executive branch of your United States government. My name is John Gilmore, and I host these sessions each weekday, Monday through Thursday at this time. We welcome all viewpoints here in the sessions. We require civility, and that's basically because we're checking out the notion that radio can still be the back fence of the nation, which is a place where reasonable people hash out the issues of the day and walk away enriched, even if they don't agree, even if they still don't agree. And you can join the conversation this afternoon at 813-239-9663. You can reach the studio by email at dj@wmnf.org and by text at 813-433-0885. Check out the Executive Session Facebook page and like and follow it so that you can see all the links to the material that we're discussing that day and join the discussion there. Yes, it is Thursday. As if the week hasn't been bumpy enough, we are here at Buckle Up Thursday. Flight Leader Sheila, would you please prepare the cabin?
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Gilmore has informed me there is turbulence ahead. Please turn up the volume and fasten your seatbelts. It's Buckle Up Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Flight Leader. We have heard in recent days that the special counsel may be near to wrapping up the long and complicated Russia thing, and that report could be released in the next few days. So what do you think about the report, and especially about the possibility that Attorney General Barr may not release the entire document? Do you think that after this much time, Americans are still owed, or Americans are owed, the full report, minus any material that could compromise methods and sources? Or do you think the whole thing could be deposited in a safe somewhere and never revealed? Let's talk.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
We are now in session for Buckle Up Thursday. Before we turn to the phones from your WMNF news department, all lanes are blocked on I-75 northbound beyond exit 270. That's Bruce B. Downs Boulevard. Traffic is backed up until Fletcher Avenue. Traffic on southbound I-75 is also blocked there because of an overturned truck. That is from your newsroom here at your community radio station. And thank you very much to Sean Canan for bringing that in for us. Now, we started out with the question, what do you think about the special counsel report? And especially, what do you think about the possibility that Attorney General Barr might not release the entire document? What do you think, what would your reaction be if they released the document and there were large sections of it that were redacted, or that they got the whole report and then released some edited version of it? Do you think that after this much time, we are owed the full report? report. And of course, we do want to leave out any materials that would compromise methods and sources. But after this length of time, after this much, after we've gone through this much in the investigation and waited this long, do you think that we are owed the full report? And we're going to start off with Frank in Sarasota. Good afternoon, Frank. You're in executive session this afternoon, and you have the floor.
Good afternoon, Captain Gilmore. let me start with this. I called in yesterday because I wanted to talk to Craig, but when you said you weren't going to discuss all this stuff, I dropped off.
Yeah.
Obviously. So let me just say this, make it very quick. I just continued my membership in the circle of friends. I spoke to Gene yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is I don't really tune in to hear Tom Hartman. He's a fairly ubiquitous character, and you can find him just about everywhere.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. So I tune in to hear Rob Lurie.
Yeah.
And that's mostly the reason why I tune in. I don't like a lot of the music you play. Sorry, you know, to those programs.
No, that's okay. Listen, this is a wildly diverse place, and there is no reason to expect everybody to believe everybody to like all the different kinds of music that are played here.
Right. I understand that. So anyway, I discontinued my membership.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, let me tell you why. Well, I've just told you one reason.
Yeah.
It's sort of interesting that the same thing happened to me at my local paper. They couldn't figure out how to deliver it on time or on a proper day, and the price doubled for the Sarasota Herald Tribune. So I just called them up, and I said, oh, they're very sorry, 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 sorry. But I said, well, you know, I've heard enough stories. Hang it up, you know.
Yeah.
Send me my check for whatever is left, which they're doing. So, anyhow, I'm disappointed in that whole thing. I'm not a digital guy. I'm not going to tune in digitally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Facebook person. I'm not going to look on Facebook to hear anything or see anything. I've got a 20-year-old car. It's got 200,000 miles on it. I get in the car and I turn on the radio. So, that's where I'm going to be probably for the rest of my life. I'm as old as the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, that's pretty much what I had to say. I'm just disappointed. I don't know where it's all going, but one of the listeners said, you know, this is not going to turn out well for WMNF.
Well, see, the bottom line on it is that right now it hasn't turned out.
Hasn't what?
It hasn't. The whole thing hasn't turned out. There's a whole process underway right now.
I understand that.
Yeah. So we don't know how it's good. It is. It has been exquisitely painful and difficult and actually enraging for a lot of people. And there is no way around that. And we don't know how it's going to turn out. And until the process is finished, we can't even know what happened, really.
Right. Well, I hope we do after Rob, you know, whatever the grievance process is for Rob.
Yeah.
And I don't really know. I haven't spoken to Rob, although I've spoken to him on several occasions.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm just saying, I'm not enraged. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
And whatever the future of WMNF is, I don't think it includes me. So.
Well, I certainly we would miss you should you decide to make your absence permanent. And if you should decide to return to the community, we certainly would welcome you back and also appreciate your civility in laying out your opinion. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not enraged, but I'm truly disappointed.
Yeah, I hear you. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, Frank, listen, thanks for kicking us off this afternoon. We will talk again, I hope.
Okay.
Bye. 813-239-9663. Jim Lyles is back there awaiting your phone call. He will answer your call, get your name, what you're, where you're calling from, maybe a word or two about your subject, and then we will get you out here on the air as we are about to with Doug in Clearwater. Doug, good afternoon. You're in executive session, and you have the floor.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I appreciate the satire of the Archie Bunker show. I wish we didn't need the satire to address issues that, you know, that surround us.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I hope there's a way that we can bring Rob Lurie back and make everything good again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Doug. And once again, 813-239-9663. Now, we opened up with the suggestion that we might be looking at a very, very soon release of the special counsel's report on this entire investigation that we have been watching and listening to for all this time. And whether or not you think that if that report is released, it should be released in its entirety. 813-239-9663 will get you on the floor in executive session on WMNF 88.5 FM. And we're going to go and talk to David. David, good afternoon. You're in executive session. You have the floor.
Oh, hey, John.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, you know, I hope that maybe cooler heads will prevail with the Rob Lurie situation, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know all the details. You know, there is a grievance process in place, but I'm just thinking to all those who say they're pulling their donations, you know, y'all probably going to miss WMNF when it's gone, and when it's gone, it's gone. So I just I hope people will think about that and not pull their support till...
Me too, David, because I can't think of a worst possible way to honor Rob than to kill the station that he started.
I think Rob would agree with that, and I think that needs to be considered, and maybe we'll make him up with new listeners and new supporters. I don't know. We'll see, but it's all in the works, so we'll see.
Yeah, we just it's hard when something that is really important to you happens not to know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
You know, and to have to try and hold conclusions in abeyance for long periods of time while processes unfold. It's tedious.
Yeah, that's true. And that's like, think about the Mueller report.
It's pretty much the same. Pretty much the same, but, you know, a little different.
I wanted to mention about the Mueller report. I remember when, I think there was the Star report on Clinton, Bill Clinton came out, and that thing was, like, produced in a book format, and it was sold at the bookstores. I think it became a bestseller. And I would like to see something similar with the Mueller report. And you know, times have changed. 20 years ago, you know, now you could buy it through Amazon on your phone. Or
oh, yeah, you could get it on your Kindle or your whatever, your Google or your Giggle or your... Absolutely.
That's exactly what I want to see. I want to see something like that and have it unredacted. And, you know, I just think that's the most appropriate format, and also for, you know, see where our tax dollars went. You know, I think that's appropriate.
I can't think right offhand of anything much more important than finding out from professional investigators whether or not, and if so, to what degree the Russians were meddling in our actual fundamental democratic process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if there was anybody over here who was in league. I mean, I don't know that there is, and I'm certainly not making an accusation. I am just saying that if there was somebody over here who was in who was cooperating in that, we need to know that stuff.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. Yeah. I'm definitely curious to see it, and I hope it does come out soon.
Yeah, well, we know that the history of executive session is that we sign off at 2:00 on Thursday afternoon, and sometime shortly after that, something comes apart at the seams.
Yeah.
We called it Buckle Up Thursday. We didn't start out calling it Buckle Up Thursday. It came to be that way.
I see. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I want to point out one quick thing that I think is just kind of funny is that William Barr is the doppelganger for Daniel Ruth. I'm wondering that could be why Daniel Ruth isn't on the air anymore, and he's not at the Times, because he's busy being attorney general.
Has anybody seen them both in the same room?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, there's it. Okay. We have hatched a new rumor right here this afternoon that Daniel Ruth is actually William Barr, or vice versa. All right, David, listen, thanks. I appreciate you bringing that into the session this afternoon, and we'll talk again.
Thank you. Thank
sure enough. 813-239-9663. We are here in executive session on WMNF, 88.5 FM in Tampa. And we are holding a conversation that is the closure for this week of normally this conversation would be strictly around the executive branch of the United States. And we had some executive branch action here much more locally, and we have also been talking about that. So if you have some things that you want to say about that, it is a perfectly acceptable forum. We're open to that. And if you would prefer or also like to have something to say about the special counsel's report and whether or not we would be seeing it, and if we do see it, how much of it we'll see and how you feel about that. You can call us at 813-239-9663. Mr. James Lyles will answer your call, and we will get you up on the air just like Ted in Ellenton. Good afternoon, Ted.
I tell you, John, after that fun drive, I felt like James Brown after one of his shows.
You're the hardest working man. I hear you.
I'm just waiting for the bill. Just tell James he'd like to pay it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If I see Gene, I will tell him that Ted called in specifically asking to be dunned.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it. There's so much. I'm going to leave it at this.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you with three things.
Okay.
The Pentagon Papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post.
Yeah.
They will get the report, and it will not be opened until after.
Ah.
Barr gives his summation.
I see. So you think that no matter what the administration does with it, that sooner or later the investigative reporters, a la the Pentagon Papers, and actually Watergate too, are going to plow that thing up and drag it out into the light.
Yes,
I think you very well may be correct. I don't think that there's an investigative reporter in the land that would not love to have his byline or hers.
How about Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, can you say Pulitzer Prize?
Hey, John, I gotta go. The meth lab that I'm renting out in the bunker.
All right.
I just heard it go boom.
All right, well, listen, it's likely to, so, you know, seal the door, get yourself an adult beverage, and kick back.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'm going to put a medical, after it blows up, I'm putting a medical marijuana.
Okay.
In there.
Right. Yeah, make sure you take care of your aromatherapy, Ted. We'll talk again.
That's right. Bye.
813-239-9663. I'll tell you what. All right, Simon, you want to come on after that? How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks, John, for taking my call. I've been listening to WMNF for 10 years. I was a Circle of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some concerns and I did have some disagreements, but I will say this. I had scheduled an appointment with Craig Kopp for 15 minutes. The gentleman afforded me an hour of time.
Mm.
And listened to my concern.
Mm-hmm.
He did not turn me away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we still had disagreements, but he listened. Last year, I had attended 4 board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one there from the community that had expressed their concern. The board was very receptive, never told me don't come back, always allowed me to speak and listen and express concern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have posted some concerns that I had on Facebook, and I've been called a hater, someone who likes Hitler. What I was honestly saying was, there is a hierarchy in any organization. The board has chosen a leadership in Mr. Craig Kopp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a vision and a concern between an individual, Rob Loy, who has worked sweat equity for 40 years building a radio station,
mm-hmm.
and is in essence an iconic hero. And you have a vision of Craig Kopp, and you have a vision of Rob Loy.
Mm-hmm.
What I had said on the Facebook, if indeed Rob Loy felt that his vision was imperative to his continuing at the radio station, why did he not become the station manager at one point?
I think it's a fair question. I don't know how that process worked. I don't know if Rob expressed an interest in such a thing. I don't know, but I definitely appreciate your talking about the receptivity of the management and the board, because there seems to be a lot of sort of one-off opinion that nobody's listening, and it couldn't be farther from the truth.
Well, people are calling Craig a racist, which I don't know how any individual who's just been hired 4 years and is discussing what happened within the 25, 30-year history of WMNF, how you can ascertain that Craig would be a racist. There have been individuals that have Phil and Bill on the 60 show volunteered for 30 years. That station has been built brick by brick, and I have my disagreements and I have my concerns, and I don't know if they will be fulfilled, but they have been receptive to what I have said,
mm-hmm.
and at least listen to me. And all the people who call up or all the people who put on Facebook, I didn't see anyone there when I attended the board meetings 4 times last year.
Okay. Well, listen, I can tell you that, and as you know, all the meetings here are open. The meetings are held at the station at 1210 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and they're announced and they're open. So when if people have concerns, that's why the meetings are open, because,
well,
yeah, you know that.
The difficulty now is going to be there's a toxic environment
yeah.
at the station. And if whatever the result is, if Craig Kopp is fired and if Rob Loy is brought back, and if that's what the people want and if that's what more or less the board wants, and Craig leaves, the station is going to have a very, very difficult time bringing in a skilled, seasoned general manager knowing what happened.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to bring in somebody at the top if they can't do basically what the job of the general manager
Correct.
Is. Yep. I hear you, Simon. Listen, I very, very much appreciate you coming in here and having this conversation with us this afternoon. Thank you very much. And as always, sir, I hope we will talk again.
Take care.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get your very self in this very program on your very radio station. And we're going to come right back. We're going to give you a little bit of information, and we'll be back to the conversation. Read the signals from your car when it's telling you it wants to do more with its life than just sit and collect dust. Instead, give it a second life and donate it to WMNF, where it can drive more hours of your favorite music and news. It's easy to give. The pickup is free. Go to WMNF.org or call 813-966-3885. And thank you.
On Saturday, March 2nd, WMNF presents How Music Saved My Life, an improv comedy performed right here in our own live music studio. Come hear some of your favorite DJs share their stories of how music impacted their lives, and then watch as actors from the Living Mirror Playback Theater perform those stories, improvising on the spot with words, music, and movement. It's a unique experience that can be funny, moving, and exhilarating. The show starts at 7 p.m. March 2nd. Seating is limited, so reserve your seat by calling 813-238-8001. Suggested donation is $10 at the door.
And with that gentle... With that gentle out, we're going to go back to the conversation this afternoon and pick it up with Teresa in St. Pete. Good afternoon, Teresa. You have the floor.
Okay. I'm going to say one thing about Rob. He was the reason I started listening to the station, and he was the reason I started contributing to the station. And I was pretty angry on Tuesday, ready to pull all my support, until you were saying about how he built this station. And I don't want to do that at this moment. So I calmed down, and I'm still going to support it for now. I'll see where things go. I'm waiting to hear all the information before I make up my mind.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do, how I'm going to boycott this, is I'm not going to listen to the show between 11 and 12.
Oh, okay.
That's how I'm going to do my protest.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
It's 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fascinating because all kinds of people have detected all kinds of dark conspiracies around the fact that we've been playing, syndicated shows during the day. But I would point out to people that anytime any of the show hosts are unavailable for any reason, we frequently will offer some kind of syndicated programming.
Yeah, Tom Hartman usually comes on at noon when Mark Barrow was out.
Yeah.
I've heard him.
Exactly.
I just decided that's my protest.
Okay, well, listen, that's clear enough. That's clear enough, and you can stay with us the rest of the time because we're here.
Yep, and I got one thing to say about our guy in the White House.
Okay, be gentle.
And I don't think that Attorney General Barr...
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to release much of it. I think the only parts that, if there is a part that the guy's actually innocent, because I'm finding it hard to believe. There are just too many people connected to him that are Russia affiliated.
Yeah.
And the things he's doing, it just seems that Russia is benefiting. So, but if there is such a part where something he's actually innocent, I think that's all we're going to hear.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm not really trusting this attorney general either.
Yeah. One of the most confusing things that I can think of that could happen after the president has spent these many, 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 many months in hundreds and hundreds of tweets attacking the FBI's credibility, attacking Mueller's credibility, attacking the investigators' credibility, that whole thing. What if the report comes out and they say he didn't do anything?
Well, that's just it. I got a feeling he knows what he did, and that's why he's doing it. See, I'm just the opposite. I'm on that conspiracy.
Yeah.
He knows what they're accusing him of is the truth.
Well, what I'm actually saying is, given that he has tried to make the whole thing out to be to make all these people out to be incompetent and dishonest, what if they say, okay, we're incompetent and dishonest, and you didn't do anything?
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
That's going to be a bit of a pinch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think, okay, well, then they're covering up for you. I don't know.
Because you know very well what he says when people say nice things about him.
Right. They're just wonderful.
So, could you imagine the skid marks and the turnaround he'd have to make? I'm serious.
That'd be good.
All right, Teresa, listen, thanks. Good to talk with you, and we will not be listening for you between 11 and 12, and we'll be listening for you in other places.
Okay, thank you.
Sure enough. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You
all
too.
Right.
813-239-9663. You are in executive session here on WMNF. This is 88.5 FM. And in case you just got your car back from the mechanic and found your radio tuned to this station, this is a community radio station. It is owned and operated and by the people who listen to it. We are in the midst of a kind of existential crisis around here where we're going through a change that is being very, very tough. And we are looking at the nature of the organization, at the nature of the community, at the nature of the station. And you're here just in time. Basically, what we're talking about today, though, in executive session, which is an open forum on the executive branch of your United States government. Well, what we're talking about is the Mueller report that all of a sudden seems to be about to crown here. We're about to deliver this thing for some reason. And taking into account that Thursdays have traditionally been the very, very close proximity, have been the very, very near gateway to something amazing happening that we were wondering whether or not you thought that that report might come out sometime in the next couple of days. Because, you know, Friday after 5 o'clock in the afternoon is a dandy time to release controversial material. And if they release it, do you want to see the whole thing? And if they are, if they release a redacted form, is that going to be okay with you? 813-239-9663 gets you right on in here. Mr. James Lyles will answer your call to get you ready to step up in here. And we are going to talk to David in Lake Wales. Good afternoon, David.
Hey, John, how are you?
So far, not bad.
I kind of, it's a pleasure to speak with you, but I kind of feel bad for you and the other hosts being caught in the middle of the current situation. It can't be fun and easy. It can't be easy.
Well, you have caught on to the not fun part. That is
right.
Definitely the case. But you know what? There is nothing anywhere around here like this radio station.
That's absolutely so. Of course, Mark Vero had to struggle with it, too, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of things to say, if I may.
Sure.
You made a comment yesterday, and it was repeated today early on the show about the fact that, you know, what would Rob want his legacy to be if, you know, too many people bail? And I think you may be missing the larger point of that.
It's a possibility. It wouldn't be the first time.
For any of us. If Rob had retired, that would be a big loss to the station. And I don't know that they'd ever find a replacement quite like him. He's a true gentleman, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what happened. And what happened, it smells badly.
Mm.
And that's why, at least in my case, I'm really quite riled up about it all.
Yeah.
It just seems as though something, there's been a wrong committed.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the station is prohibited from publicizing any of the details about the matter. So the fact of the matter is, it could have been maintained on an almost in the house level, and it wasn't. And so,
well, as soon as Rob, you know, wasn't on the air, people would start to.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and you know, I've been on the websites, et cetera, and I even caught notice of Craig Kopp. Well, he calls himself Kopp. His request that you know, applicants call, and he's got the station number. It, you know, almost as though he's ordering pizza for lunch. Like, you know, this is just the way it is.
No, the way it is that we may be looking for a news and public affairs director.
Yeah, well, you know, and I also saw something about, you know, the ratings during certain time slots. Well, this is a listener-supported station. This isn't the kind of station where ratings are the you know, most important thing. I mean, we're not You know, we're not a revenue generated by ads type of a station. So, you know, whether we're number one or number two or number three, I'm not sure that that's, I guess Craig has been there about 4 years, I'm surmising. I've been listening since, well, I moved to Florida in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to me, the station seemed a little better about, frankly, about 5 years ago. I have detected friction the last few years about different things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I'll tell you, as diverse as this place is,
mm-hmm.
there is inevitably going to be friction, because there are going to be people who believe one thing, people who believe something else, people who have this interest and that interest. And the one of the most amazing things about the station is that all those incredibly diverse interests come together, and we maintain a radio station, and on that radio station we talk about those differences.
Absolutely. You know, this, you know, to say that this is my favorite station is an understatement. It's by and large the only station I listen to.
But none of my radios know how to tune to anything else.
Well, basically so, right. But, you know, I have to say that, you know, losing Rob in this way, I really fear for the future of the station. It just wasn't handled properly. And then the fact that it happened right after the fun drive. If it had happened just before the fun drive, I don't think too many people would argue the fact that I'm not sure you'd have met your goal, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, and I don't know what the process was. I don't know how long.
That's right, I'm sure.
You know, I don't know how long this conversation has been ongoing, and
that's
I don't
right.
know what the elements are. And I don't know in the final meeting that resulted in the dismissal, I don't know what the conversation was. I don't know if there was an opportunity for a meeting of the minds and it never came about. I don't know.
Yes, well, none of us do.
Exactly.
And but it's obvious that Rob isn't happy, you know, due to the fact that, you know, I guess he's filing a suit. So obviously he feels wronged.
Yeah.
You know, I think again that's why we're all so upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we have a mechanism in place that's designed specifically to resolve exactly these issues. Okay, so and as I was saying before, it is really tedious and annoying to have to sit along the sidelines and wait until that plays out. But
yes, it, you know, and that's right. And I will say, I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon. And it's going to hurt the station. I just think that Craig, you know, I don't know the man. I've heard him on with you, et cetera. But I think a big mistake has been made. And the sooner it gets worked out, the better, for the sake of the station and the listeners.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you bringing your comments into the session this afternoon. And as we are often want to say around here, I hope we get to talk again.
Thank you for your time, John.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get your very self into this very session. Mr. James Lyles will pick up your call, get you ready to step in here. We have been talking some about the Attorney General and his possibly releasing the special counsel report, but there is also another thing going on around here that we have been talking about very, very intensely for the last several days. And if there are remarks that you have to make about that, you are certainly welcome to do that. And we are going to pick up this gentleman up here who calls himself Slossy. Good afternoon, Slossy. You're in executive session and you have the floor.
Yeah, for the sake of people who don't know, this is Slossy, the host of the 60 Show, John.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, I was under the impression that it was inferred that those of us who were volunteer programs, which I'm assuming you are, we're actually not supposed to weigh in on this issue in regards to on the radio and on social media, which I think you have weighed into the fray.
What I have done, Slossy, is I have continuously repeated the facts as they are known.
Right.
And that's all.
Well, I really feel like you are playing the devil's advocate here, and I think it's obvious that you're sort of a yammering cheerleader.
I am not advocating anything. I am not advocating anything but the facts, Slossy.
Bulletin board and listen to what you have said. Mm-hmm. Read what you have said.
I have. I wrote what I said, Slossy.
You have a point of view, sir. And we
yes, I do. My point of view is that this is a precious radio station.
How dare you? How dare you do this when we were told not to weigh in on this?
I didn't weigh in on it, Slossy. I have repeated the facts of the matter. There's a difference.
Here's a fact. The trust of our listeners has been betrayed. And that's going to hurt us for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the ins and outs are of why Rob was let go. Why don't you start talking about that fact?
I have been talking about that fact, and I have been talking about the other facts, and I have been promising that as soon as all the facts that are available, I will do everything I possibly can to bring them to these airwaves. And I will reiterate that promise here and now. And I will continue to bring the facts forward. I will continue to remind people that the station is constrained from making statements about this, and that the individual who was fired is not, and that
the individual was Rob Lori.
Yes, I know.
Okay, see what you're doing right there.
Yes, I did see what I was doing right there.
It's an individual.
Yes,
not
it is
Rob Lori. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm talking about, your point of view.
Okay, my point of view is that I don't have to name people that everyone knows.
Yeah, when it's certainly going to you know, bring your point of view to the fore, which is...
No, it doesn't make any difference what my point of view is, Slossy. I don't have to name people that everybody knows.
I think what you're doing is wrong. I think if our general manager can go on your show yesterday and say, I'm not going to talk about it, then basically that's what you should be doing too, because that's what we were told to do.
The general manager came on the program yesterday and said why. And that's exactly what I have been saying. I have been saying exactly what the general manager and the radio station have been saying for the last 2 days, which is, and you can read it anywhere you want, as you well know, and I have said that, and I will continue to say that.
It's a barrage of words. You're being disingenuous.
No, I'm being factual, Slossy. I'm being factual. There's nothing disingenuous about delivering fact.
You're not kidding anybody about your point of view, buddy.
I'm not trying to kid anybody about anything, Slossy. I am repeatedly delivering the facts as I know them, and I will continue to do that, and that is exactly what you can count on me for. And if you don't like it, I understand that, and I appreciate you coming on and weighing in on it, and I also appreciate that you do that in a perfectly civil manner, despite the fact that you've walked right up to accusing me of some stuff, which is you know, whatever. That's something that you have to deal with.
They should go out on Facebook and listen to what you've been saying.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that people should go to the bulletin board, and I think that people should go to the executive session Facebook page, and I think that people should go on any page where this is being discussed and read my remarks. I invite people to do that. I encourage people to do that.
Well, I wasn't encouraged to do that.
Well, I didn't. You didn't call and ask, Slossy. No. I am now encouraging you.
It was inferred that we were not to go on the air and talk about this. It was inferred that we were not to weigh in on social media.
I didn't weigh in. There's a difference between reporting and weighing in, Slossy. It's something that I learned in Rob Lori's news department.
Oh, thank you for mentioning his name.
Yes. I worked with him for 11 years, Slossy, every week after week, for 11 years. and I worked with him, and you know, so I am not discounting him. I don't have an issue. What I have is the stability to tell the truth about what's going on. And I've got to go. We have been on the phone for almost 6 minutes, and I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate that, you know,
read between the lines, people.
I'll tell you what you do. Rather than reading between the lines, read the facts, okay? Because between the lines is something called space. 813-239-9663. We will be right back. Support for WMNF comes from our members and the Florida Law Group, protecting the rights of the wrongfully injured since 1984. The Florida Law Group is dedicated to creating strong and lasting connections with their clients and our community. More at thefloridalawgroup.com. All right. I will weigh in on a little something, and here's what I'll weigh in on. My commitment is to this station. I have been with this station since a knock on the door in Town and Country and a handwritten check to whoever it was that came to our door. I have been with this station as a supporter and a listener throughout that entire time. I have been with this station as a news volunteer Monday mornings for 11 years. I have been with this station as a programmer now in the afternoons on Monday through Thursday at this time. And my commitment is to this invaluable, unique radio station. There is not another station like it. I don't want to see it go away. That is, I in that regard, I am what you could only call a fervent partisan. And that is what I call weighing in. Thank you very much. Please return to your former activities. Susan, good afternoon. This is executive session, and you are... You have the floor.
Great. Thank you, John. John, I'm so sorry. I have such empathy for you. I know you're getting beat up. You don't have a lot of information. But I respectfully want to, voice my opinion. It is, you know, our community radio.
Yeah.
I haven't I haven't seen anywhere where Rob Lori killed anybody. So,
no, I don't believe there were felonies involved.
Right, exactly.
That's my belief, by the way. That's not me weighing in on anything.
Just, that's my belief, yeah. Too. So, you know, but I haven't seen it anywhere. But I must be honest, Rob Lori is WMNF, and WMNF is just not anything without Rob Lori. And I love the station. I'm a contributor. I'm on all the fundraisers and everything. But it's like one of those things, if this makes sense, it's like if you fall out of love. I can't seem to support, unless Rob comes back, I just don't feel it, John. I don't think I can support the station. And well, I know you all do a wonderful job. And everything, but Rob Lori is just amazing. I mean, he works long hours. And, you know, and I don't tell you that. You know that you work.
Yeah. Well, there is no question of the centrality of Rob Lori's commitment and his contribution to the radio station. Without him, and by the way, certain other dedicated volunteers, there wouldn't be a radio station. And I disagree with you when you say that he is the radio station. This radio station was built, and it is run by tens of thousands of people who show up here day after day, night after night, mm-hmm. and do everything that it takes to run this place, and then mm-hmm. you know, and go and then send their money in to pay the bills so that it keeps going. And that this community, it is the community that is the radio station. Rob is a central part of the community, and he has been, but he is not the whole community, and the whole community is not him.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just, you know, we all have our personal feelings, and
absolutely.
I at this point, you know, I hope we get more information, but at this point, I just don't feel it.
Yeah. So well, I'll tell you what. As much information as available is available, I will be bringing it to you. Okay. I will.
And John, I'm sure you will. And like I said, I have empathy for you because you're caught between a rock and a hard place, and I understand that you're trying to, you know, field all these calls.
That's okay. It's what I do.
You know, well, you're a good guy, and you handle listeners very, very well. Craig Kopp is the general manager, and, you know, in contrast, not to be disrespectful to him, Rob Lura is a good listener, very, mm-hmm. very good listener. I think that we've all, you know, he definitely makes you feel like, yes, this is your radio station.
Yeah.
He does provide a good platform, and you as well, and a lot of the hosts of television shows. When I have to be honest with when Craig Kopp comes on, and you know, he jokes like I talk all the time. He does talk a lot, and I know his job is so important, being general manager. He's behind the scenes, and like you said, there's so many people behind the scenes, John, that are, you know, that make everything happened. But I have to admit, when Craig Kopp comes on, and I feel like, oh no, it's going to be the Craig Kopp show, because he does talk and talk and talk and talk. And you know, I don't know, I'm sure he's a wonderful person, but when it comes down to our radio station, Rob Lori is just so versatile, and he's just he's like family.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I feel.
I understand, and I am going to do whatever I can to.
And I believe that
to heal this, you know, so that we can continue, because this radio station is irreplaceable. It is invaluable. There is nothing like it anywhere around, and losing it, especially in this way, would be tragic in my estimation.
Well, I totally agree with you. That's what I think hurts all the listeners so much,
yeah.
is that, you know, we're on the verge of that. Yeah, this could possibly happen. It could be, you know, the demise of MNF. You know, hopefully not, but, you know, we do feel strong, and as a regular listener, I did want, you know, thank you for the platform.
Sure.
I want to express, you know, how I feel, and I just really would like, along with a lot of other people, I'm not on any social media, I don't read anything, it's just from the heart, John.
Yeah.
I don't even read any of this stuff, it's just the way I feel.
I hear you,
and
I appreciate you. I appreciate you bringing that heart into the session this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for giving me that opportunity. I appreciate that.
Sure enough, and I hope we get to talk again, Susan.
Absolutely.
Have a good afternoon. I just wanted to remind you, as we get ready, we are deep, deep into the lightning round and about to run up against the time wall. But today on It's the Music with Stu and Amanda, you join them to celebrate Black History Month. In music history, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life wins the Grammy in 1977. That's just before WMNF came on the air. A birthday for the late, great Nina Simone, and the number one song for this week in 1969 by a funk and soul legend who went on to play at Woodstock later that year. Guess who that is? It's the Music Today from 2 to 4 on WMNF. They will carry you through to the traffic jam, and the traffic jam will get you home. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the last minute and a half. I'm a little divided here. I hate to bring somebody on and then only give them 30 seconds to talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you that you are listening to WMNF. This is 88.5 FM, community radio from West Central Florida and the last local radio in Tampa. We are a listener-supported community radio station, and you, the program that you're listening to is Executive Session. We are here Monday through Thursday from just after the 1 o'clock NPR news until about 2 o'clock. And this is an open forum. We normally focus on the executive branch of the United States government. And we will be back on Monday just after the NPR news at 1. And in the meantime, please stay tuned for Amanda, for Stuart and Amanda, and stay tuned for It's the Music, and then for the traffic jam. And speaking of traffic jams, this is Driver 1058 reminding you to keep your head on a swivel, pick that big foot up, and
keep your eyes on the road, you hand upon the wheel.
This is WMNF Tampa.